Hello, 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 and welcome to the Daddy's Dilemma podcast. And today we are on show 227. I told you I was going to bring that show 227 from the 70s.
I don't even know what that is, man.
So that's the theme song.
For those that don't know, I'm like 20 years old. So, you know, I don't know what Chris is talking about.
Look it up. Show called 227 with starring Jack Hay. Okay, so this is a show where we have a beer and we talk about being dads, being kids, husbands. We don't talk about being kids. We talk about being dads and husbands. And I'm Chris. I got two adopted little rats. Their ages are 12 and 15. And I'm here with my co-host, the Bugs Bunny to my Elmer Fudd, Don.
Hey, that's me. I'm Don. I have two boys. They are not adopted. Sometimes I think they are. I don't know where they came from sometimes, but they are my DNA. I have a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old. So they keep me busy, and they're running around. We've been real busy lately with this whole Christmas thing. I don't know how you are.
Yeah, a little bit. I was rushing to make stuff from my shop and get it in before a certain time, so I'd be here before Christmas.
Man. You were describing yourself as Santa right there. I was like, you're working in your shop.
Yeah.
And you're getting things ready.
Yeah. You don't have a workshop?
I don't. I should get one. Actually, I've tried to do some woodworking projects before and they don't usually go very well. And my wife likes to remind me about my craft or my life.
Yeah. You know, my wife keeps bugging me to do stuff around the house. And I find that lately that when I try and fix stuff, I usually break something else that costs a lot of money. Like if I try and say, you know, replace a valve on the toilet or whatever.
Yeah.
And try to get it off and I end up breaking the whole pipe inside the wall. And then I have to call a plumber.
I don't know what it is about pipes. I get so nervous around them. Like I'm going to just, snap them off and stuff. Especially with some of those YouTube videos where they're like, so you're going to tighten this, but not too much. Because then it'll break. But if you don't tighten it enough, it's going to leak. And I'm like, so should I just call you? I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So she's been bugging me to do stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, maybe I'll just get a handyman. I don't know.
We're helping them do their thing.
Good at electrical and plumbing. And now just seems like I break stuff. Well, let's get on to the dad joke.
Start this show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
What musical instrument is found in the bathroom? Speaking of breaking pipes,
skin flute? I don't know.
A tuba toothpaste.
Tuba toothpaste. That's pretty good. Tuba.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Man, dad jokes are always, you know, just right there. Just so good. Let me see. My fact. Sorry. Let me have another beer. Help me clear my head. My fact of the day is about the word dad. It says the word dad was first recorded in 1500, but most likely is significantly older. There are researchers that believe it is derived from a child's first sounds and is nearly universal. So, you know, different languages kind of have the same thing. It says in other languages, the word is tad, which is Welsh, dade in Irish, tata in Greek, or teta in Lithuanian, and tata in Sanskrit.
Tata has a whole other meaning for me than dad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is funny. I know you kind of skipped this part in your fatherling time, but when kids are kind of at that, you know, 1.5, 2-year-old age, and they're just sort of babbling about, you know, they do sort of make those noises, you know, like the ma ma ma, da da da, ta ta ta, ba ba ba. So it makes sense that they, you know, somehow figured out the word dad.
Sounds logical. Well, moving on with the show.
What are we talking about today?
It's time for Cardinals talk.
Wow, this is long.
Did you hear enough of that?
I feel like we're just watching the whole football show.
Okay, and so if anybody in the audience can tell me the year,
oh boy,
and the show that this was the theme song for.
I have a feeling Brett would know this.
I'll give you a sticker.
Brett is like a trivia master. He's going to know this.
He's a walking trivia machine. So the Cardinals, my team and Don's team now. Dom used to be a Washington Redskins.
I mean, they're the Redskins to me. They're the Redskins to me. I mean, maybe I'm not woke. I guess Washington football team, but I grew up there.
Well, that's just
in
case
I'm in Arizona now. So yeah, go Cardinals.
That's just in case you forget what they do. It's, you know, that Washington, what do they do? Oh yeah, football teams. Anyway, the Cardinals are in first place in their division. They lost to the Rams on Monday Night Football. It was kind of sad.
That one hurt.
Hurt, but still, they're still one game ahead of them. So we're crossing our fingers.
And should be making the playoffs, yeah.
Hoping they do good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And also, in other news, exciting. I heard your wife got to experience the joy of one of my daughters.
What did you hear about my wife? Oh, yes.
Did she come home and tell you all about it?
She did get to. I actually walked into it because I was at the event as well. So I guess the backstory is that there was a event on a Saturday kind of afternoon. It was sort of a daytime event.
It was a cooking. They were making cookies.
Yeah, it was a Christmas cooking event. But we were actually there in the morning, and then we left the party and we went to my nephew's hockey game. No, I'm sorry. My niece's gymnastics meet. By the way, she got fourth, so she's awesome. Shout out. But we were at the gymnastics, and then after that, we came back to the party to make more cookies. And I actually dropped my wife off, and then I had to go drop off my sister-in-law. So then when I came back to the party, that's when I saw your girls. They were out front, kind of in tears and consoling each other. And I was like, hey, girls. And I like walked in the house and I was like, what is going on? And everyone was just looking at me like, whoa, a lot just went on. And I was like,
So you didn't get to see the actual meltdown. You saw the aftermath.
No. I got to see the aftermath, but I got to hear sort of the play-by-play a little bit of how it unfolded. It sounded pretty intense from
the stories. I'm glad that they saw that because it's hard to visualize what our life is like. And now your wife and our friends kind of all have an idea of what we go through on a weekly basis.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I feel like you and me talk pretty often, and I feel like you've said that to me where it's just sort of this like Groundhog's Day kind of thing where it's just this like repetitive, like,
I don't think you can understand it until
the same occurrence.
And this is what we go through. I don't know what happened to this kid in her life, but she's got some mental issues, and love her, but it's very hard to deal with her. And I'm just exhausted every day.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of energy and do a lot of things. Now I don't. So not to dissuade people from adopting, but just know what you're getting into. And maybe somebody who has a little more patience can deal with it a little better, but it's hard for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a couple factors at play. I mean, I think, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, but you know, the fact that, you know, you got your girls when they were older, they already had kind of their personalities and their routines sort of established, you know, they already know kind of who they were and everything. I think it's different than when you have biological kids. I mean, you know, you're correcting those behaviors, you know, as you know, 1 year olds and 2 year olds and 3 year olds and 4 year olds. I mean, like all those sort of very primary developmental years, you're correcting those behaviors and you're teaching those patterns. And again, it's not that it's perfect. I mean, I have two boys, again, biological, but behavior wise, they're different. You know, I mean, one of them, you know, we get phone calls from school because it's so good all the time. And another one, we get phone calls from school pretty often because things aren't always going so well. And again, it's, you know, kids are a little different, but I think it is tough what you and your wife, you know, got into, but I think it's good. I mean, I keep wanting to think about the positive, you know, like if you guys hadn't adopted, where would your girls be right now?
The young one that has the meltdowns, I don't think she would have ever got adopted. I think she would have aged out in a group home because she was fostered and then given up several times. So, I don't think
so hard.
Yeah. I don't think, but you know, it's just tough. And you want the best for her. And she's got like a really awesome personality, but because she can't control her anger, it just negates everything that, you know, you see her and she's an awesome kid and you go,
yeah, she'll flip her lid. She'll kind of have that short temper, that short fuse, that overreaction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She has one of those meltdowns and you're just like, oh my God, just get this kid away from me. But anyway, life's good. Hopefully we're going to California for Christmas. Hopefully.
But I enjoyed seeing your family at the party. Got to see your wife, chat with her a little bit. Your older one, I don't barely even recognize your older one. She's really, I don't remember the last time I saw her, but she really has come into her teenage high school nests. I don't know.
Yeah.
She looks very mature.
Yeah.
Beautiful young lady. I don't know how to say that. I don't know. I feel very creepy complimenting your daughter. In
a creepy way. Your daughter's hot, man.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing him for the short time that I was there. Because like I said, I got there and then they were kind of wrapping up. Your wife was trying to get them packed up and out the door. So,
yeah. So I'm interested.
Hopefully we'll hang out sometime soon. I don't know. Here in the next little while. Hopefully get together for something.
Yeah, they went to a party tonight at one of my wife's friend's house. And I'm interested to see if she was able to maintain. Because last time we went to one of these parties, it's these my wife's friends, and they all have kids. Most of them have daughters. One of them has a son. And last time, my daughter threw one of her tantrums. And she ended up leaving early because she was acting up. It was a whole scene. And I'm a really kind of guy that doesn't like scenes. I can't stand when people make a scene. I've dumped girlfriends if they made a scene. You know, but they get, you know, you have girls and they start drinking and then they want to like, get involved with stuff that I don't know. It's just, that's my life. What do you got going on?
Well, right before we were podcasting, I was doing Christmas caroling. So that was a whole thing that I had to do. It's kind of becoming a running joke in my family about how much I don't enjoy Cub Scouts / Boy Scouts. So I have one kid in Cub Scouts and one kid in Boy Scouts, but the Cub Scouts tonight, they did their last meeting before the Christmas, you know, break. And we did some neighborhood caroling. And so we, you know, put on some sweatshirts and, you know, bundled up a little and went out and we were trying to carol and sing our songs. And my older son was, you know, in between songs, he was like, "Dad, are you hearing yourself? You're a terrible singer. Like, you're not even singing with the group. Like, do you hear it?" And I was like, "Bro, I sound amazing. Like, I don't know what you're talking about." So that was a little embarrassing, a little rough.
Yeah. Well, I just mouth the words when I go Christmas caroling.
I was going to say, you're not a singer, Chris?
No, not at all. It's funny because we'll be driving and all, like my wife and my two girls will all be singing along to the radio. And if I try to do it, they're like, Dad, stop, really. Just stop. Let us sing.
You're ruining it. So, yeah. So we did, you know, we did the Christmas cookies last weekend. We were Christmas caroling today or tonight. We have a, or I should say we just did a, here's my other kind of Christmas topic, is a white elephant gift exchange. So I want to get your definition on this. So if someone says, Chris, we're going to do a white elephant gift exchange, what is your definition? Like, what goes through your head?
Everybody buys a present, you put it in a big pile in the middle and take turns picking a gift, and you can steal or pick a new one.
Is the white elephant, though, and I this might be where I'm getting a little fuzzy, is it meant to be a super serious gift or more of a gag gift?
I think it could go either way. I think people just getting something for free, and it's fun if you have some serious gifts and some gag gifts, because the people who get the gag gift always want to steal the good gifts. And, you know, it turns into like a kind of a Hunger Games thing where everyone's trying to get that, you know, that shower radio, and nobody wants the bobblehead.
That's funny, shower radio. Well, my son did a white elephant on Friday that went pretty well. And then I had a white elephant today at work that I thought went pretty well. I got a really wacky calendar and a Starbucks gift card. So I felt like that was a win.
Those are always popular, the Starbucks gift card. That's a good go-to in a white elephant.
Can never, you know, cold hard cash. Maybe it's not creative, but, you know, give me that gift card. Give me that money.
Yep, absolutely.
So it worked out.
Well, I have a white elephant story gift for it. A white elephant gift exchange story for you.
Okay.
So I'm at this party and we're doing the white elephant. And, you know, it was like a $20, buy a gift for $20. So I bought something. I think I bought a clock radio or something. You know, this is back in the days when not everybody had phones and they weren't like smartphones and, you know, back in the Stone Age. And so I bought this nice clock radio. It was like $20. And I said, that's a nice gift for somebody. They could put it on their side of their bed there, blah, blah, blah. So I put my gift in and then I go to pick a gift and I open it up and it's a box of Andre mints, like a $2 box of mints. And the guy kind of goes, oh, I didn't know there was a spending amount. So I'm sitting there with these mints, and everybody would get these like really good gifts. You know, here's a whatever. And I'd be like, you don't want that. You want mints, delicious mints right over here. Get some mints. And I tried to get everybody to trade with me and nobody would do it. So I ended up with a nice box of mints, which I opened up and shared at the party. So don't do white elephants with cheapskates.
There was a lady at my work today and she got like a pretty garbage gift. And I felt bad for her. It wasn't what I brought, but I felt bad for like whoever brought it. I was like, someone brought like a really bad gift and now you're stuck with it. And that sucked. So.
But then I went to one white elephant gift and I got a iPod. And I guess the guy didn't know, or no, he had gotten a few of them as like a corporate gift. Uh-huh. He didn't want them. So he just said, I'll put them in the white elephant. So everyone's getting these $20 gifts and I got like a $100 iPod. So I was pretty happy. Still have it. All right. Well,
excuse me.
I hope we didn't depress you too much for the coming up holidays with my story of my daughter. And we will.
Yeah, this probably might be our last. This might be our last one before in 2021, huh? We might have to take a break here and during the holidays and record when we come back, maybe or something.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe we can squeeze one more in before.
Stay tuned, listeners. Maybe. We'll see.
So thanks for listening to our podcast, such as it is. I know this one wasn't the greatest one, but hey, had some sound issues, had some issues with the material. I played some sound effects that were too long, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. So if you did enjoy it, I'm not going to ask you for money this time or beer or anything like that. So just going to wish you, if we don't have another one before the holidays, have happy holidays and thanks for listening.
Happy holidays. I'm all about that. Merry Christmas. But yeah. Have a good break, folks. But yeah, always feel free to get in touch with us. You can email us at dads@hogfishstudios.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search in Daddy Dilemma's podcast. Until next
time. All right. Until next time, dads be strong.
Dads out.